And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with some members of the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County. We've been talking a big part about a multi-sport facility complex that is planned in the Standard area. We're joined in studio this weekend by the board of directors, three of them, James Evans, Brian Walbrink, and Brandon Meyer. I'll go back over to Brian Walbrink to start out this third and final segment. You know, how has the county been involved with this overall process as well?
Well, I'm happy to report that we're in very good standing with the county. We've had a lot of successful meetings with the Board of Supervisors, a lot of great talks, and there's a lot of energy behind each one in the topic of youth sports. So I think we've really had a good space with them. I think as a community, I think the challenge is, cities with subdivisions really benefit from sports parks because as part of the development plan, we don't have a lot of subdivisions here. So I think it's really great to speak with your Board of Supervisors, reach out, really show that, you know, we need more parks, we need more facilities, and then more funding. And then we're always in an arena where we feel like youth sports is kind of on the budget cut list. And I think if you reach out, they're very engaged, they're ready to listen, and ultimately we're working together.
Going over to James Evans, anything else you'd like to add on the topic of collaboration?
Yeah, I think it's really important that the community knows the Youth Sports Foundation is all about advocating for local programming that's existing already and coaches. We're not trying to supplant or replace anything that's happening and be a 2.0 in that way. We've seen the richness of programming over the past years, and my kids have really benefited from, hey, let's look at the list of things available for you over a holiday break or over the summertime. And so how do we keep those folks engaged and give them a support system to where if they want to use facilities that we're helping coordinate, how do we help them advertise and get enrollment? Because there are a lot of great individuals, whether they be full-time teachers that are doing that in a part-time capacity or somebody that's played at a professional level in some way. And we also wanted to specify that we're not just about the ball sports. In general, on the macro side, we're about families being active, the community being active, and specifically helping champion kids laying down those roots towards an active lifestyle. I know as an employer, athletes definitely stick out, especially the ones that have been part of a team environment where you're a team player for your whole life, no matter what kind of market or industry you work in. And we really find that sports is a beautiful conduit to be able to raise and support at an early age folks that are going to be great citizens for Tuolumne County for a long time. And so that's, something that really, that we're excited about. One more thing on the, BJ, on the coach support side is, imagine a few years from now, that our local sports programs, are collaborating in a better way. They're all very busy. And so, it's not purposeful, but imagine, youth football and TCYS and Little League and swimming and all these other programs. Imagine them being able to collaborate on space, being able to collaborate on common language. I've done a training with my coaches on Positive Coaching Alliance in the past, and we think about how do we grow that culture so that whether you're transitioning between one sport to the other, your coaches have some of those same goals and some of those same views and common language. So for the youth sports experience, an athlete is having his coaches know each other, and they're all on the same page as far as resources and as far as training.
Well, we're talking about the Youth Sports Foundation and notably about a big project that's going to be constructed in the Standard area. This weekend show, we've been talking with James Evans, Brian Walbrink, and Brandon Meyer, three members of the board of directors. We've touched on a lot of topics this weekend. I want to go around the table one more time to make sure we didn't miss anything. I'll start first with Brandon Meyer.
Yeah, thanks, BJ. Really appreciate you having us. One thing I wanted to really touch on is our brick sales that we're doing to help fund our project. So as I mentioned before, we're about two-thirds of the way there, so $2 million raised out of $3 million, which is incredible. I think it's happened faster than we imagined, but it really shows the support the community is showing for this project. And what we want to make sure people understand is there's a lot of ways to help your community through this project if you wanted to donate. We're doing brick sales that will be placed there at the project. We're calling it the Bay Center Striker Court. I think we can say safe right now. We're going to have a name very soon on this project, so we're going to be talking about that shortly. But the brick sales, there's different levels of entry. We have $150 bricks, $500 bricks, and $1,000 bricks, different levels. And if you go to ysftc.org, you can see more information on how to donate. There's links to the brick sales, so you can see exactly how that would work, and people will be able to put their families' names, their kids' names, their businesses' name, and be part of the project forever. And one other thing I wanted to touch on, too, was all the money we're raising for this project is all capital campaign. These are not ongoing cost fundraisers. So we're going to build this out, and the community is going to help us do it, but we're going to sustain it, as Brian talked about earlier, through advertising and field rental fees. So any money that goes towards this project is going to go into the ground, and it's going to be there forever.
Go over to Brian Walbrink. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think I just want to kind of expand on James, really thinking outside the ball sports. And we're in such a outdoor-oriented community. You know, we also want to keep in mind, you know, snowboarding, the wake surfing, mountain biking, skateboarding. And I think even in early 2022, we're going to have a Tuolumne County surf team. We've had a lot of kids joining surfing as well. So there's a lot of fun ideas. But again, we don't just want to get isolated down to a few sports. So again, I wanted to give that website. It was ysftc.org. You can get involved there, donate on that page. Also follow our Instagram and our Facebook. But you just want to thank you, BJ, for having us and letting us talk about all the exciting things that are going on with YSF. And just want to say thank you to the donors, the volunteers, everybody getting involved. And the momentum is incredible, and really looking forward to a bright future here.
And James Evans, I'll go back to you for the final words.
Yeah, appreciate it, BJ. And again, yeah, you guys have really been the voice of the community and being able to tell our story and keep us connected. So thanks so much for what you guys do here at the station. My kids asked me, they're like, what does Play It Forward mean? You know, and that's our tagline at YSF. And I feel like that really came up organically. We think about the pay it forward concept of, you know, doing something for the next group or the next generation. It keeps going, you know, paying for the person who's having a coffee behind you at Starbucks, and it keeps going as far as the generosity. We love the little play aspect in there, and all of us have benefited significantly from being youth athletes in our personal and professional lives. And we want to pass that on. And we've been given this 20 years of hard work that the YSF board ahead of us did. And we want to take that with honor and to do our best in our era here as parents. And then we'll be passing that on, that this is a part of a legacy thing. So we want to play it forward. And we know that the sport plays such a valuable role in making a lasting positive impact on the children of Tuolumne County.
Well, we thank all three of you for coming on this weekend's Motherload Views. I want to thank you for getting us up to speed on this project. Thank you and the fellow board members for all the work that you're doing and the volunteers as well. And appreciate you coming in to give us an update.
Thanks, thank BJ. You. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And we, again, our guests this weekend have been James Evans, Brian Walbrink, and Brandon Meyer, three of the board members for the Youth Sports Foundation of Tuolumne County. And they've given us up to speed about a multi-sport facility complex in the Standard area. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.